Sunday Central's Form Express.
Thank you, James. We'll bring you those details when they can't become available after the first at Healesville. Metropolitan Racing today at Doomben in Queensland. Howard Walter is going to join us. We're going to take in a full preview of this program at Doomben today. Howard, good morning.
G'day, Brendan. How are you going?
Very well, thank you. Something a little different. Doomben Racing on a Sunday. Rail goes out at 11.5 for the circuit.
Yes, that's right. Well, of course, it was week with at Toowoomba yesterday, so they had Sunshine Coast Friday evening, Toowoomba yesterday, and now Doomben. So, interesting weekend.
First event at Doomben this afternoon is a three-year-old class two over 1,200 metres, two and four of the scratching. Sharjaya is the favourite at $1.85. Birricard at $3.50. Why We Drink, $6.58. Extremist Capital Girl, $9.50. Craigley Icon, the one not given a chance, $101.
Now, Sharjaya may be one of these horses I can't catch because I left him out on a recent Sunday talking to you when he drew 12 of 12, went straight to the front and they couldn't catch him. But again, I'm not really opposing him, but just at the odds, number six, Extremist, was a good win first up at the Sunshine Coast, led throughout, beat a horse that had trialled very impressively and was heavily backed, but she just wouldn't lay down Extremist, so I was taken with the win. She'll probably sit second here. Following Sharjaya. So six ahead of one, no knock at all, as I said. He'll go straight to the front. He's a natural front runner. His only prior at 1,200 was on a heavy, so it's inconclusive. Can't say he won't run the distance. Otherwise, first starter, number five, Beery Cart, had a couple of trials, placed third in a trial with two up front since one, and then won his next trial by six lengths, and he's got to be a chance. Three, Why We Drink, has won two of five starts. He's resuming here. His only prior first up, he had no favours. He might still need this run. I'll just put him in for fourth. Good race, 6-1, 5-3.
Race number two is a maiden over 1,200 metres. Scratchings from this event, runners 3, 4, 7, 8, 11, 12, 14 and 19. Star Patrol is the favourite, $2.50. Think Glory, $3.80. By Turbo, $4.20. Max Kalema at $4.60. And then they really head off into double figures. Pool Pony, best of the rest at 31, Howard.
Yeah, I think the four in the betting are the ones you've got to look at. Number two, Max Kalema. Now, he's with John Smurden. First up, no trial. First up last time, and he ran second, beating the neck at the Sunshine Coast, and he was in the worst ground there. So you've got barrier one, Andrew Marion. Obviously, you want to see a positive move in the market, but I'll put him on top for now ahead of one by Turbo. It's good money for this first up at Ipswich. Drew 12 of 12 under 59 kilos. It's a brave effort. The winner emerged late, just got it by a neck. So he can go forward here. I don't think that barrier is too much concern looking at how the others tend to race. Number five, Think Glory. She's resuming. It's been a very costly horse. She's had a couple of trials for a second and a first. Some maps to get all favours, but look at her recent SPs. $2, $2.70, $1.55, $2.40, and she's still a maiden. So please yourself, but she maps well. And number 10, Star Patrol. Now, there was a good tip for this second up for Beast. Smart Star Prince, which on that day looked a good thing and did get the money, but he got within a neck. He'll be fitter for that again. The concern is where he gets to from that barrier. It's a 1,200-metre start. He's not a natural pacey horse, and he's drawn wide, so it won't be an easy ride. 2, 1, 5 and 10.
Tonks are there on the first at Healesville. One Crack and Albie, $2.70, $1.30. Six Tiafimo at $2.40. One Lord Maxi, $1.90. Fourth in was four. $16.70 Quinella, $22.30 Exacta. Try $103.60 first four, $674.3614. We await the all clear signal there after the first. In race number two in 10 from now, James Vanderbilt going 4, 2, 1 and 6. Takes us on to race number three at Doomben with Howard Walter. It's a class six over 1,350 metres. Six comes out. Animate is the favourite, $2.60. Naomi, $3.60. $4.60 Firebox. Enterprise Prince at $6. Great Keppel at $10 and $21 for 5 Oxford.
What makes this difficult to assess is only 6 runners, $13.50, and there's no natural pace in the race, so it could get down to the best ride. I'm going with number 4, Enterprise Prince, back-to-back 4th this time in. He now gets up to his pet distance, the $13.50, $1,400 is what he's looking for. It's a fair chance he could lead here and get the race run to suit. So I'll put him ahead of number one, Animate. Last start win at this track and trip. Everything went right from barrier one. Does rise in weight. Goes up 3 kilos for that. Number 3, Niami, ex-Sydney horse. Two recent efforts at Eagle Farm have been sound, fourth and second. Back in distance is a question mark, though, with the no pace race. It's been 1,800, 1,600, now 1,350. Otherwise, number 5, Firebox. Covered ground first up. It wasn't as bad as the result implies, but it just might be a run short. What is in Firebox's favour is he'll most likely be on the pace with no weight. 4, 1, 3, 5.
Race number 4 is an open over the 1,660 metres. Scratchings here are 2, 6 and 7. Pepe Le Feu, number 5, 240 in favourite. Fastnet Cyclone at 3, Right or Wrong 350. Sir Barnabas 12 and 14 for Conquer the Stars.
This, again, revolves around how they'll run the race. Conquer the Stars can run along. Pepe Le Feu is the only other pace in the race. Pepe Le Feu's, it's not his best distance getting out to the 1660. Better off keeping around the 1400. I'm going to go with 1, Right or Wrong. Less than a length behind Ballistic Boy last start, and the start before beating less than 3 lengths Ballistic Boy. Didn't have any favours. So he's in the right race. It just depends how they do run up front. Number 4, Fastnet Cyclone, was a good second first up. He was stripped fitter for it. He's won 3 of 7 second up. I'm going to put 5, Pepe Le Feu, in for third, as I said, just because of that concern about the distance. But if they don't go hard on Conquer the Stars, then it won't be a true staying test. Otherwise, number 3, Sir Barnabas, he'd prefer more ground, but he's hard and fit, he's honest. 1, 4, 5, 3.
Race number 5 on the program on this 9-event card is a maiden over 1,660 metres. Scratchings are 1, 8 and 12. Kirkby at $3.30. Columbo, Column, I beg your pardon, at $3.90. Seneca 5. Northern Rocks 5.50. Big Andy at 11.
Yeah, they're just an average bunch of maidens. Number 3, Coolum, was a complete forgive last start. Just sat far too off the pace. Finished up getting beaten less than 7 lengths. Complete forgive, good barrier claim, can definitely settle a lot closer somewhere in the first 3 or 4, give another chance at his start. Number 14, just the same. Number 5, Sanachi, didn't get a run when required at Doomben last start over the 1660, beaten by Malibu Blaze. On that effort, definitely here with a chance. Number 2, Kirkby, strips fitter for the 2 from a spell, don't know where he gets to from that barrier, that's the worry. And then number 7, Coerced. It had excuses again. A horse that just sat too far back the way the race was run when resuming, finished midfield. She may need one more, but not the worst. 3, 5, 2, 7.
3, 5, 2, and 7 in race number 5. Race number 6 on the programs, a class 3 over the 1,050. 2, 5, 10, 11, and 12 come out of this one. Dear Sibling 4.20, Fiorente Star 4.40, Impactful at 5.50, 6.50, Toro Wodo, Blazing 7.750, and Clary Adonis 9.50.
Yeah, it's a good race, Brendan. I'm going with number 7, Shamaton, Tony Golan, train Ryan Maloney aboard. Had the 2 trials, finishing 3rd, then 1st. There'll be speed on here. That suits Shamaton. 1,050 is Pet Trip. So I thought he could be running on strongly. Number 4, Reality, he's the one that maps so well. He's also first up from a spell. He's placed both prior when resuming. His debut when he finished 2nd was an absolute mile to 3rd, and then first up last time in, he got used up and he was a sitting duck and ended up finishing 3rd. There's no doubt he can win fresh from that good barrier. Number 9, Better Rush. This is a horse that's hard and fit. 6 starts in this campaign, 1 latest 2, has speed. And then number 6, Head On Up, which has come up from New South Wales, been racing at Gosford, Goulburn, Wyong. Speedy mare, but drawn out from the 1,050, could be facing the breeze, if not worse. 7, 4, 9, 6.
7, 4, 9, and 6 in race 6, race 7, a class 1 over 1,660. 5, 10, 12, 13, 14, 15, and 16 come out of this one. Dan's out at 4.20. Sing for Violet, 6, 6.50. Rabbit Claws, Heaven and More at 7, $9 Liability, 9.50. Emergent, Rockhead at 12 and 14, Daring Bell.
Yeah, very even race. You know, perfectly frank, a lot of these are, you know, stuck on that one win from, you know, 10 to 20 start. So arguably a few non-winners in this field. Number 7, Toro Wodo, did win 2 starts ago and has since placed 4th at the Gold Coast, beaten less than half a length. He maps well here. There's not much pace in the race. Got a good barrier. And Andrew Spinks rode him when they won two starts ago. So I thought the map would time. So number 7, Toro Watto, ahead of number 1, Clearly Adonis. Used to race in South Australia now with Tim Hurley. He's had the two starts this time in. Second first up, was beaten the nose and was in front a few strides after the line. And then had no favours at all, second up and fourth at Sunshine Coast. So he's going well. Number 3, Fioranti Star, very deep in campaign, only one win from 18 attempts, but invariably thereabouts. He's never far from the money. That should be the case again. And then number 2, Dear Sibling, first up winner, John Moore. That was a maiden at the Sunshine Coast over 1,400. Drew Gate 3, simply too good. Here it draws the outside, and I'm just not sure where it'll be in the run. 7-1-3-2.
Race number 8 is a benchmark 65 over 1350. Scratchings 4, 5, 6, 11, and 17. The scratchings from race number 8. Did I give the wrong market there? I think I gave the wrong market for the previous. I apologise. Dear Sibling was 4.20. Fioranti Star 4.40. As we move on to race number 8, Danzel $4.20. Sing for Violet 6. Rabbit Claws $6.50.
Yeah, I'm going with number 9, Danzel. It's the Robert Heathcote-Leah Kilner combination, and they've been enjoying a lot of success together lately. Ran on strong first up fourth, drew 11 as 12. Here got barrier 3, and with the claim drops a couple of kilos. So I thought he got his chance, Danzel. Ahead of number 2, Daring Bell. Doesn't win out of turn, 4 wins, 17 placings, but from a good barrier, the claim for Kate Cowan, who's the regular rider, gets the best out of this mare. Thought she could wind up in a good running transit and therefore have a chance at the finish. 3, Emergent. Did a bit wrong first up. Did plenty wrong, to be honest. Ran third and then mended his manners. Led throughout at Ipswich, but there wasn't much on-pace opposition there. Definitely race run to suit. There'll be more pace elsewhere here, and it's drawn wide. And then number 14, Heaven Amour, was a good third. First up from a spell. Got a good barrier. Thought it had to be a chance. So they're an even lot. I'll go 9, 2, 3, 14.
Final event on the program, a class 2 over 1,200 metres. Scratchings here, 1, 2, 7, 10, 11, 12, 13 and 14. Salatine $1.95, Shooting Roses at $4.60, Cotton Field at $5, $7 First Crown, Brazen Princess at $9.
So the favourite Salatine was with Peter and Paul Snowden, now with Tony Golan, had two trials, trialled well, second and first. So you have to decide whether you want to go with the map or the form. And for now, I want to go with the map. And this small field, not much pace. 4 First Crown and 5 Shooting Roses. They should settle in the first 3, 1,200 at Doomben, and get every possible chance with the rail out 11.5 metres. So I'll put 5 in ahead of 4. And then 6, Salatine, no doubt got the ability to win, is a back marker. So just let's see if they can, you know, how the race is run. That's my concern with Salatine. Otherwise, 9, Brazen Prince, 1 well, second up, but doesn't map well here. So 5, 4, 6 and 9.
5, 4, 6 and 9 in the last event on the program from Doomben today. Howard, your best value quality and play, please.
Best, race 6, number 7, Chamaton. Best value, race 7, number 7, Arawoto. Quaddy 479 into 1, 2, 3, 7 into 2, 3, 9, 14 into 4, 5, and 6. Play of the day, a couple of Quinellas in race 6, basically want Chamaton to place first or second. So race 6 Quinellas, 4 and 7 and 7 and 9.
Best of luck today, Howard.
Thanks, Brendan. Have a great day.
Well, look, I'm with the 9 here, Chevalier de Frise. He's just recently switched to this neck of the woods. He's trained by Gunnar Williams at Bathurst. The first run on the new home track, and he seems to have sort of hit his straps reasonably well, leading his last two and finding one better, but it's solid form for something like this. Now, the big challenge he's got here is to extend that recent form to 1,200 metres. He does appear to be the leader, along with Scoffer, number 5, I think will go forward as well as he did last start. And they can be up front, and if he's comfortable enough at the end of 6 furlongs, I think he's possibly the way to go. The 9 on top, 8 overextend, I think has a chance to improve. Resumed at Dubbo, was favourite there. Should have finished closer. and gets a soft little draw today that could see him possibly just sort of tracking the two leaders. Scoffer, I mentioned, is one that led last time and will be on speed all the way. This newcomer, one of them, the Bjorn Baker newcomer, Micah Leon, trialled only fairly, I must say. It was sort of a little bit slow out and was basically fourth of in a field of five all the way. He didn't do anything flash in that trial, but Bjorn Baker is a trainer that is working at about 30% strike rate at Bathurst a lifetime, so is to be respected. For me, 9 on top of 8.54 for race 5.
9.84.5 and 4 in race number 5. Race number 6 is a benchmark 58. 1,200 metres is the distance here. Withdrawals or runners 4, 9, 14 and 16. Ang Power, $1.65 is the favourite. Music Miss looking to maintain the picket fence at 9. Titan Star, 11. 15, Gadfly. Tales Tales, 16. 17, the Exchequer.
Well, Ang Power's a young horse, a three-year-old horse who was expected to win on debut, and he did so. I mean, he tracked the two leaders, got a nice run up, but he just ambled up and ran past. Now, I wouldn't rave about the horses that he beat in that maiden, but he did run almost half a second quicker than the Class 2 on the day, and he did seem to be doing it fairly comfortably, getting down to the line and winning by, you know, 4 could have been a larger margin. He's drawn again a similar sort of run here, and I think he can make the step. He looks the rightful favourite for mine. So 8 on top, pretty clearly. At longer value, 13 the Exchequer, win, obviously, one win, 16 minus from 30 starts, but has a chance here to weigh in again at least. 15 Northern Conqueror is in good form. Has had 11 goes at Bathurst, hasn't had a win here, but again, you know, an expectation here of top 3 would probably be a successful run. 2 Music Miss is flying, no question about that. Gets the 4 kilo claimer today. 8, 13, 15 and 2 for race 6.
Race number 7, the feature, well, one of the features, the Bathurst Cup. This race, $40,000 in prize pool. 7 and 14 come out. Fields of Honour at $3.80. Fast Talking, $4.80. From the Bush at $5.50. $8. Jabath. Shadow Girl, $8.50. Reward Seeker at $10 and $16. East Indiaman.
Yeah, look, there's enough speed here, I think, from the likes of Balanza and from the Bush, Shadow Girl. I think Fields of Honour from the inside gate can be handy enough as well. I think Fast Talking, who draws out here, has a terrific chance, obviously, given 61 kilos. He's earned that weight, though. He's been a good horse across his career. He took a little time to break through, in fact. I think it took him about 14 or 15 starts to have his first win, but his strike rate since then has been pretty good. We've seen him carry 60-plus to good effect. He's coming through the Dubbo Cup where he was only sort of just outgunned at the finish of that. I think he can really be strong here at the finish. He's on top for me. From the Bush, as mentioned, is a go-forward horse in this race, racing in good heart right throughout this preparation on the home track here. And he is a winner here, of course. He's through the Dubbo Cup as well. It was a couple of lengths between he and Fast Talking. Reward Seeker's got a chance too. Might be able to be well set up. Will get back, even though drawn low. That's his regular pattern. And another one coming through the Dubbo Cup, in which he was arguably unlucky. So I think that's the form. Fields of Honour can get the right run from the inside and has a chance as well. 1.429 for the Cup.
1.429 in the Cup. The Panorama, $80,000 total prize pool here of the final event and open over 1,300 metres. 4, 7, 16 and 18 of withdrawals here. Man of Peace is the favourite, $3.50. Sporaniac at $5.50, $8.50. Pure Fuego, A Magic Zariz at 10. Partners, 11 with Watson. I Am Captain at 12. Hit the Target at 13. This'll do 17.
Yeah, quality field and really solid pace, Brendan. It's obviously Man of Peace we know is a go-forward horse. Partners draws the inside. He prefers to get out front there as well. And it does not end there. A Magic Jerez has got some pace and drawn to be close and handy. Hit the Target as well, and even I Am Capitan. So this is going to be solid. That said, I think the Partners is a great chance to jump and run and keep on going. Loved his return at Dubbo, thought that was excellent. He was only just calling, or fought really well all the way to the line. So 11 to 1300, I don't think we'll phase him at all. He's won at 1300. I just like that as a sign that he might be at his best this preparation. We know him, he's a Sydney winner. Man of Peace, we know, is a stakes winner, of course, at his best. He's now a 9-year-old, and arguably his best is behind him, but this is the right sort of race to get back in form. He's got 63 to carry. 11 Spirit Act next best for mine, and 15 Watts In does have a chance as well, also on the home track there. There's more depth to this race, but for me, 5-3, 11-15, the top four.
Best value in quality and play for the feature program at Bathurst, please, Kev.
Well, look, the opening half of the card, we've got four odds on favourites in the first four races, so I'm making my best bet in the final two events, the best and value. I think race seven, number one, Fast Talking in the Cup, is a solid bet there for mine at the current quote. We'll see where he gets to, though. I wouldn't be surprised if he drifted a little. And in the last race, eight, number five, Partners, looks good each way value for mine. Quality, $96, 96 options here. First leg for me, 5, 8, and 9. We'll take that shorty one out in the second leg. That's number 8 only in the second leg. And 1, 2, 4, 9 in the third leg. And plenty in the last. 1, 2, 3, 5, 8, 11, 12, and 15 in the final event.
Best of luck today, Kev.
All right, thanks, Brendan. Cheers.
Kev Casey with his look at Bathurst. Race 3 from Healesville in 6 from now. 1 Sunny Kabang, 870. 2 Shake the World at 19. 2 Morrises at 31. 4 Lethal Vision at 15. 5 Kraken Attila, $4.70. 6 Silver Ambition, $8.60. 7 Speedy Villain, $2.40, $1.50 in favourite. Odious at $5.60. $2.41.20 Speedy Villain, Tab Fixed Odds favourite. Ahead of Kraken Attila, $2.60 and $1.25 in the third event there in 5 from now. James 7, 5, 1, and 6. Port Macquarie racing today in New South Wales also. Rails out 3 for the circuit, soft 5. Once again, Harry joins us to take us through the quarter leagues at Port Macquarie. Welcome back, Harry.
Welcome back. Oh, well, I'm saying welcome back to you. Thanks for having me back for the third time. It's been a long morning.
Race number 4, first leg of the quarter at Port Macquarie. He's a 58 over the 1,500 metres. Scratchings here are 10, 14, 15, 16, 17 and 18. Laprag is the favourite, 460. Hubble, 550. Charlie's Law, 750. Here Dero at $8, $8.50. Cool Means. Condover Hall at $8 and $8.50 and 10 for Sir Mays.
This is a quite open race as the market reflects. Low confidence, I'll go. Number 8 here, Darrow, does prefer to place more than win, but appeals back in grade. If we forgive last start when he failed to beat a runner home, prior form was pretty good for a race like this. Where he gets to in the run from a tricky gate, well, that could be the key. Local hope, Condover Hall, is always a chance in these sort of races, but another one who really doesn't win out of turn. Cool Means, coming off a maiden wins lightly race, seems progressive enough to measure up in this sort of company. Charlie's Law doesn't really get any favours from the draw, but best efforts are above this grade, and you have to throw in number 4, Lafrague, into the quaddie as well. And the chances probably don't even end there, but I'll go 8, 7, 5, 6.
8, 7, 5, 6, first leg of the quaddy. Second leg, race 5, a class 2 over 1,000. 10, 13, 14, 15, and 16 come out of this one. Pocket Pistol, $3.90 in favourite. Tequila Cabos at 5. $5.50, Freddie Eddie. $5.50, Jazzles. JT, $7.50. Boss Shelby at 11 and 13, Ruby Factor.
Yeah, it doesn't get any easier. The get back and run on racing pattern of Jazzles, number 6, means she generally needs everything to pan out perfectly in front of her to score, but I think in this sort of company, she's well-placed. Jeff Penzer could be the key. Sticks on from last start. He's in a great patch of form. I think with a timed run, she can be chiming in when it matters. Number 7, Tequila Cabos, has trialled up soundly leading into her second prep. Inside draw could be a little bit tricky, but I'm hoping they opt to utilise it and boot up and be prominent. Freddie Eddie and JT's, I thought, were the other key hopes. And then the market's gravitated towards Pocket Pistol, who's come up as favourite. So maybe that's a hope as well. But I'll go 6, 7, 4, 1.
6-7-4-1 in race number 5. Race number 6, the Port Macquarie Cup Prelude, an open handicap over 1,800 metres. Scratchings here are 8, 14, 15, 16 and 17. Relucent at $3.80. One more Sapphire, $4.60. Fantastic Baby, $5.50. Galway at $6.850. Oaksfield Missile and Ready by Design, $9.50.
Yeah, Relucent, the favourite, former Chris Waller runner, pulled up lame last start, so forgive that. Prior form reads really, really well for a race like this, so it's no surprise to see the horse come up favourite from a good draw. I think he maps to settle just off the pace. If he's back to his best or somewhat even near that, I think he gets every chance to win here, noting that blinkers do go on again. One more Sapphire, just keeps racing well, but racing well without winning. Looks well placed. Ready by Design should derive great benefit from his first up run. Will relish the step up in trip. And Oakfield Missile offsets top weight with a 2 kilo claimer engaged. I think best prior form is probably good enough. You just have to trust that you'll see it today. We'll go 5-2-3-1.
Minute 50 off the next event from Healesville. If you're punting there, race number 7 is a benchmark 58 over 1,200. 1, 10, 14, 16 and 17 come out along with number 18, Oakfield Navajo, 370. Contributing factor 4, 480. Kensington Kid, our cousin, our 7. 750, Just Siggy, and then Lord JC, best of the rest at 15.
Our cousin Al was double figures this morning, Brendan. Nice to see some market support. Beat All Bar, a smart winner last time out. Should be peaking in fitness third up. Gate improves with those scratchings. He has options in running. He looks well placed in this field. Still a nice enough price after that support. The favourite, Oakfield Navajo, nicely weighted with a 2 kilo claimer aboard. He's coming off a last start win at Track and Trip, albeit in a weaker race. I think he can measure up. The market thinks so. Lord Jay-Z generally races well here on home deck. Kensington Kid looks to be the other key winning hope and maps well from an improved gate post scratchings. 8-6-2-5.
At the start, about to move in Healesville. Your best value quarter in play quickly, please, Harry.
Best race 2, number 1, Virtuous Miss. Value race 3, number 10, Swing the Tide. Quaddy, 4-5-6-7-8 first leg, 1-4-6-7 second, 1-2-3-5 third, 2-5-6-8 last leg. Play of the day, Jeff Penza Jockey Challenge.
Jeff Penza in the Jockey Challenge. Maybe Penza into Stackhouse?
Oh, money. Free money, Brendan.
Best of luck today, Harry, on a big effort this morning.
Thanks, you too.
Thank you, James. Narra Court racing today in South Australia. Nadia Horn unable to join us, but she has passed on her numbers for the quaddy leg. So first leg of the quaddy at Narra Court is race 4. It's a class 2 over the 1,200 metres. Scratching from that race is 8 US Marshall. In the fourth event, Nadia is tipping 3 Captain Solo to score here. Third up from a break after runs at Balaclava and Gawler. Nadia has 3 on top to beat 5 Equichunk for Aaron Boyd. 1 which is Wild Willie and 4 Fast and Forward. So 3, 5, 1, and 4 for Nadia in the first leg of the quaddy at Narra Court. Race number 5 is a 58 over the 1,000 metres. Scratchings here are 6, 7 and 9. Once again a small field. Favourite is Desert Spirit, $2.90, $3.20, Real Valentina, Jaywick at $5, as is Fergie, first round 9, Educate the Ruffy at 13. In this event, Nadia tipping 3, which is Jaywick. Gary Lowe takes a ride for Michael O'Leary, is first up from a break. He's yet to place in first up runs, but does have form across the border in Victoria. Wasn't all that far off Cyclone Tim before going out for a break in May. Nadia has 3 Real Valentina on top, I beg your pardon, of 1, which is Desert Spirit, 2, Jaywick, and 4, Fergie. 3-1-2-4, race 5. Race number 6 is the Road to the Jericho. It's a benchmark 75 over 3,160 metres. And the Tam Fixed Odds favourite here is 2, Hebe Wright at 270, Beachgoer at 4, Bear Arms 550, He Excels 650, Fast Foil 650, ironically at 9, and Grosvenor Bridge 23. In race number 6, Nadia is with 5 Fast Foils for Bob and Kane Post at $6.50 has the 51 kilos with the claim to beat number 4 Bear Arms from the Frew team, a $5 chance. 2 Hebe Wright from the Bar Eustace combination, having the services of Baron Vorster, and then 1 He Excels, 5-4-2-1 for Nadia in race number 6. And race number 7 is a 58 over 1430. 5-13-15 come out of this one. In the final event, Nadia with the favourite Miss Mosh, runner-up at her past two. She's $3.20 in favourite, ahead of 6 Unlimited Ability, who races consistently without winning. 7, which is Saduka, and 11 Applied. So 8-6-7-11 for Nadia in the final event on the program. Her quaddy for the program at Narra Court today: first leg 3 and 5, second leg 1 and 3, third leg 1, 2, 4 and 5, and the final leg 6, 7, 8 and 11. Best bet is race 1, number 6, that being Thanasi for the Oppermans at $3.70. Favourite ahead of Early Plea for Dan Bowman. And the each-way bet race 6, number 5, and that being Fast Foils in the Road to the Jericho. So race 1, number 6, Nadi is best. Race 6, number 5 is her value selection. That's a look at Narra Court. It's time to take a trots action at Cranbourne with Rob Orba.
On RSN Sunday Central, talking trots.
Joining us to run through the quaddy legs at Cranbourne this afternoon is Rob Orba. Rob, good morning.
Yes, good morning, Brendan. You've been doing plenty of hours. We're off to Cranbourne today. Looking forward to hopefully it's a sunny afternoon. It is at the moment.
First leg of the quaddy there at Cranbourne is over the 2,080 metres. There are no scratchings. Mea Culpa is the favourite, 225. Dreamer's Delight, 340. Crompton Bay at 5.
Good little race. There's obviously a few chances for this first leg of the quaddy. Look, I did settle 4-5 Dreamer's Delight. She's a 4-year-old mare, trained with Taylor Nicholson, Zach Phillips, taking the drive. Look, she's got good gate speed. She normally races up on the speed. She comes off a couple of runner-up placings. She's first up since June, but look, she normally races well fresh. I'm expecting her to go well. Number 5, Dreamer's Delight. Obviously, 7, Mea Culpa, given a really good hope here today. 4-year-old, he's a last start winner at Maryborough, defeating Silver Domino. Jordan Leedham takes the drive with the 3 concession claim, and Mea Culpa certainly comes into it with a good hope. 6 Isolation, his figure form doesn't read anything special, but he's probably coming out of maybe some stronger form line. I think he's an improver here today, number 6 Isolation. And outside of those, really, there's Prosecco Boy's been racing a little bit below his best, can improve, Little Safari, and Crompton Bay, who gets a nice draw. So I think it's a league that you need to play wide. Look, I've stuck with numbers 5, 7 and 6 as my top 3 picks, and you can really extend that even further to numbers 4, 3 and 1 after that.
Race 6 is over the 2,080 metres. Scratchings here are 4 and 8. River Patrol, number 6, $1.70. Roxroy, $3.30, $6.50. GG's Grinner.
Yeah, look, I've picked River Patrol. I mean, he's certainly short enough. He's a 10-year-old. His last win was 4 runs ago at Cranbourne over the mile. He does step up to the middle distance, which is probably not normally his go. He's a bit of a speedy type horse, and the middle distance might sort of test him a little bit, but he's had 4 starts at the track for 2 wins and 2 placings. So he does enjoy racing at Cranbourne. Michelle Phillips takes the drive for Albert Safari, does a good job with his team, and hopefully for Albert, River Patrol can salute you today. But I think he's at rock bottom odds. And 5 Roxroy, normally races well in the clean track. He's been running up at his past 2 starts. He certainly looks a real threat here in the race. Juju's Grinner wasn't far away from the start at Shepparton, has to be respected, and the other runner, 3 Feisty Phoebe, is never too far away. But look, River Patrol gets his chance, but certainly I think he's way under the odds at that price.
Race number 7 is a maiden for the 3-year-olds. I'm not sure if they've chopped off a little bit of the name here. I'm better secure, Rob, if they might have taken a little bit off here on the app I'm working off. $1.90. Caruso Star, $4.40. Rose of Beauty, $6. Really Smarty at $9.50. 4 is the scratching fave, has the pole.
Yeah, Yeah, I'm Art's Better Secret is the name of the horse, trained by a friend of mine, Ted Caruana. Celeste Towers takes a drive here today. I mean, he's a lovely horse. He's got plenty of ability, but he has got a couple of little loose screws every now and then in his mind. He did break in the score up last start from Barrier 1 at Stall. That was on the 26th of April. He's had a spell. I know that Ted will have his horse well presented, and providing he handles everything from Barrier 1 here today, he's clearly the horse to beat. But obviously, just going to take him a little bit on trust. You just want to see him do everything right. I thought 2 Magic Storm had a little chance. So she comes out of that race behind Red 14 at Kilmore. That was a good quality race, and Magic Storm can be an improver from her figure form. Other chances in the race, obviously, coming out has probably thinned it up a little bit. 3 Caruso Star, he's been bursting to win a race. He gets another chance here this afternoon. And really Smarty, who showed some ability at the trials last start, broke gear, had a bit of gear problem last start, and began badly. So he can improve a little bit from the second row draw. Look, I think you play either one out, I'm Art's Better Secret, and then take a second quaddie where you go a little bit wider with numbers 2, 3, and 9 as the other hopes in your race.
Final events for the Trotters. It's a 2,080-metre event from the Mobile. 9 comes out, Quake Proof, $1.65. Our Safari Sun, $5.50, $6. Wingman Fling.
Yeah, hard not to be impressed with 5 Quake Proof. He's racing really well. His last few starts have been outstanding. He's been runner-up behind Sunny Spider and Kian Ninja. And those form lines have really held up well. He's bursting to win another race. Michael Barbie does a terrific job with his partner, Emily Conroy, and I think Quake Proof looks hard to beat here. Ahead of 6-1 Muscle Hill, who does have good early natural speed. He was able to find him at top. He'll certainly give him something to chase. 2 Wingman Fling, 3 Floating Mountain, both very consistent trotters, both racing very well, and they can't be left out. Again, I think you've got to either just go with Quake Proof, and other than that, you play a little bit wider with numbers 6, 2, and 3 to include in your wider quaddy.
Best value quaddie, and a recap of the quaddie numbers, please, Rob.
Okay, look, my best bet for the day, it should come in race 4, number 4, Rich Beauty. First starter for Emma Stewart, has trialled really well, looks the right race for it. I think the other first starter, General Lincoln's a really nice horse, but the draw today favours Rich Beauty, so I thought race 4, number 4, would certainly be the best bet of the day. For the quaddie today, numbers, I think play wide in the first league, maybe hope for a little bit of value here. I'd go 1, 3, 4, 5, 6 and 7 and see if you can get some value in that first leg of the quaddie. Second leg, I think you need to play numbers 5, 6 and 7 in the second leg. Third leg, either play number 1 out, I'm Art's Better Secret, if you want to go a bit wider, numbers 2, 3 and 9. And the final leg, again, you can take number 5, Quake Proof, as 1 out, or otherwise go a little bit wider with numbers 2, 3 and 6 in the last leg of the quaddie.
Best of luck today, Rob.
Thanks, Brendan. Talk soon.
Rob Orber there with his thoughts on the trots action at Cranbourne. Time to talk greyhounds with George Faruja.
On RSN Sunday Central, talking greyhounds.
Before we get stuck into this Sandown program today, 3 minutes off the next at Healesville, 1 Assume Keeley, 480, 2 King Brown Trav, 27, 3 Plum, 370, 4 Namie Nally at 17, 5 Unroadworthy, $8.60, 6 Indian Calling, 520, 7 Currawong at 13, 8 For the Thrill at $4.40, Tampfix favourite Indian Calling at $2.25. In this event, James Vandermark going 6, 1, 8 and 3. George Faruja, good morning.
Good morning, Brendan. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Sandown, the venue for greyhound racing today in Victoria, which we'll concentrate on. First leg of the quaddie is a restricted win over the 715 metres. 9 comes out for Zach's Entity, $1.06. I take it we're standing out and making it a treble, George.
Yeah, look, it looks that way, mate. Look, he's only had the 4 starts. He's won one of them. He's placed in his other 3. Obviously, he ran behind Kalinda Paddy in that speed star, Brendan, at the Meadows. Which you were a part of. And look, he's a greyhound going places. He ran 29.25 on debut, and trainer Cal Greeno has taken absolutely no time, Brendan, to get him over the distance. Reports are that he trialled unbelievably fast there in the lead-up to this, so you'd think only bad luck would beat him. So, yeah, clearly Zach Senedy, 1 out job, number 4.
Second leg of the quaddy is 6-7 over the 5.95. Five of vacant box 7 to run. Tuorka 2.61. Sunstruck 2.88. Zambora Olani $3.90. Looks a skinny start.
Yeah, I've got one to beat 7, 6 and 2. I've gone Sunstruck on top. I really liked its maiden final win. Trainer Daryl Holmes hasn't wasted much time getting her to a middle distance. You can just tell by the way she was running home that she's going to be suited to this type of trip. I've got her on top. Orca, as you mentioned, is the favourite. Has got a good record here. Hasn't missed a place. And actually has placed in 7 of his last 8. He's racing very, very well. And then we'll throw in number 6, Darnum Diva, and number 7, Orson Emmy. Both of those greyhounds are certainly capable in a race like this. But 1 to beat 7, 6 and 2.
Race number 7 is a grade 5 over the 5.15. 3 and 6 are out. 1 Zipping Jazz, 2.38. Spearhead, 3.70, 3.80. Over on bail, $9. Zipping Loxley.
1 to beat 5, 4 and 2. I've got Zipping Jazz on top. Good placing last start. Ran 29.68 and getting beaten. You'd think if he run up to that, he'd be hard to beat. The other advantage here is he's clearly done his best racing from inside draws. So, again, off box one, he's had a few of them more recently, including a couple of wins, nice ones at Cranbourne. I've got him on top here. To beat number 5, Zipping Loxley, another one with a good record here and a good PB. A couple of nice placings at Cranbourne in the lead-up to this. Number 4, Leaky Lee, placed at Sandown in its last two of its last three, breaking 30 seconds quite easily. Gets to the line quite well. And then we'll throw in number 2, Oberon Bale, who was a last start winner of the Meadows. Only went 13.64, but worked into the race really nicely after a slow start. 1 to beat 5, 4 and 2.
That's in the third leg of the quarter. You might have to push pause there, George. They're at the start for the fourth at Healesville. About to box as we head back to James. Rusty takes us to the final leg of the quarter at Sandown with George. George's last event, a 4.5 over the 5.95. 5 comes out, just wins boss, is $2.50 favourite. 1 Reezy's Choice, 4. Former Punga Sparkle at 5 and 6. Sunnyside Pride, $5.50.
I think we'll do just that. Look, does her best racing when she's out on the arm in front. She can show some speed. A couple of starts ago, she ran 34.30. Led all the way. 9.24 is not a bad first split. So if she can do that again, I think she'll be hard to beat. Of the others, number 3, Roxy Tequila. Been knocking on the door with some good placings at both over 5 and 600 metres recently. Number 1, Rezzy's Choice. Solid record here. Very, very good PB of 34.16. Doesn't always produce it, but we can't leave him out, especially after drawing box 1. 7 to beat 3 and 1 to bring us home.
Recap of the quarter legs and best bet for the program, please, George.
Yeah, number 4 won out in the first leg. Second leg, 1, 2, 6 and 7. Third leg, 1, 2, 4 and 5. And we come home with 1, 3 and 7. Pretty skinny there today, Brendan, to be fair. But we'll go into the last race. Race 12, number 2, Johan Bale. Around the $1.70 mark. Look, he's short, but he should just be winning. 2 starts ago at Shepparton. He absolutely flew. He's a very, very fast greyhound. He ran 5th behind Aston Rupee, running 29.58 himself 3 starts ago. I think he'll get the job done, race 12, number 2.
Best of luck today, George.
You too, mate.